What did you think of that movie last night? That in Nefarious.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, that's that movie you were watching.
It was called
Nefarious. That was called Nefarious.
Really?
The guy in the prison?
Yeah.
That was demon possessed?
I thought it was Believe.
No, it was called Nefarious.
He was a demon.
He was a demon. That guy was demon possessed.
Yeah. He was a demon possessed guy. But what he was telling that guy, some of that is true. Look what you did. You know, you do this and...
He told him he was gonna kill three people.
Yeah. That he did. Yeah, his baby, his own baby. He told his girlfriend to get an abortion.
His mother.
His mother. No,
yeah, his mother. He watched his mother. Assisted suicide.
Assisted suicide. That was murder. And the demon had to tell him that was murder.
Yeah, demons know.
Demons
have been around for a long time.
Yeah.
They know more of the word than we do, unfortunately. They've been around for centuries.
He referred to Jesus as the carpenter. He wouldn't
kept call calling him the carpenter, didn't
he? Yeah, the carpenter.
In that movie, Nefarious.
Yeah.
That guy was a good actor. See how his face would change from being possessed. And then when he was the normal guy, he was
crying.
He needed deliverance. He needed that demon out of him.
Yeah. Why wasn't there a part in the movie that had somebody, that priest didn't do nothing?
Yeah, that priest was a wimpy priest. that priest was scared.
Yeah.
They always make in demonic films, they always make the Christian or the priest so weak and incapable.
Yeah.
You know. But, yeah, that was a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to expect. But that was pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
He interviewing that guy to see if he was insane or not.
Yeah.
Because they were going to execute him.
Yeah, and he wanted them to... he was going to put him off. He's totally competent to stand trial. But then at the end, he signed a paper, you know.
Saying to execute him.
Execute
that him. Yeah, he was okay.
He believed him then. He believed you are demon possessed. You know, so he said he's telling me what to do. It wasn't me.
Yeah, he kept saying he didn't kill those people. It was the demon that killed it.
Yeah.
Killed those people. Yeah, and then at the end when they electrocuted him and that demon jumped inside of the whether he was, a state psychiatrist or whatever?
Yeah, he was a psychiatrist.
The demon jumped inside of him.
Tried to make him kill himself. Tried to make him kill himself.
Well, yeah. And then he cried out. He hear him cry out. He said, Jesus, help me.
Help me.
Help me. And the gun didn't go off three times.
Yeah.
Three times, because he said at the end of the movie, it has the casing on the back of the bullet had a strike mark where it actually struck the bullet three times, three different bullets, but the bullets never fired.
Yeah. God did that.
I didn't like
the ending of it.
You didn't like the ending?
No.
Spoiler alert.
With that woman.
The woman digging through the trash bin?
Yeah. And she said, James, whatever his name was. I don't know what it was. I think it was James. Remember me, James, or something?
Yeah, and that guy's voice. He wanted to give her $20 because he felt bad for her. Give her $20. So she was digging through the trash can, and then she turned and looked at him and said, remember me, James? And then that guy's voice.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So I think he would know what to...
Well, what's he going to do? That woman didn't kill nobody. Yeah.
No, but... You better stay away from her.
Well.
Get a guy to, what do you call it, exorcist guy, the one who can do it.
Read John chapter 8.
This is John chapter
8. Yeah, read John chapter 8.
Jesus went into the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again unto the temple. And all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. Okay. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, in the middle of them, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest you? What do you say, in other words? This they said, tempting him that they might have to accuse him. Sometimes my eyes get blurry when I'm reading without...
Well, you don't have your glasses on, for one thing.
But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. You got that underlined. Oh. And again he stooped down, and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the least, or the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. See?
Now, what happened to the men when Jesus is writing in the ground in the sand?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to the men?
They all started walking away because they know they had sinned somewhere along the line. Maybe even that very day, too.
What did he write, though?
I don't tell what he wrote. It could be lies. It could be you hurt your brother. You know.
I like what the one old pastor said. What
did he say?
He said that he wrote down all their girlfriends' names, that they were all married, and he was just speculating. And that old-time pastor said he probably wrote all the names of the girls that they were cheating with.
He did, probably. Wrote it some names. Been. Well, what about, I'll write Susie down. So-and-so was with Susie.
I don't think they had a Susie in the Old Testament days.
No, I probably didn't.
Mary, Martha, Magdalene. No.
None of them. Yeah. But know the truth.
But.
Light of the world.
But.
Yeah, I can't read all that chapter.
But didn't, according to Moses' law, she was supposed to have been stoned.
According to Moses' law. Well, because God gave Moses the commands of what he should do. But see, now when Jesus is here, at that time, now Jesus was here, and I guess they're doing away with the law.
You're saying there's a new covenant. The New Testament.
Yeah, the new covenant. He done away with the law, and he's the new covenant writing what he says. But God gave that to him too, I guess.
But, so he said, go, where are your accusers? He said, Lord, I have none. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, go and keep on sinning.
No, he didn't.
Oh, he didn't say go and keep on sinning?
He said, sin no more.
But that doesn't how we like to do it in nowadays times. Oh. Nowadays times, we like to say, yeah, you're okay. Just, if you want to sin, you keep sinning. It's okay.
Mm-mm.
That's not what Jesus said?
That's not what Jesus said.
He said, go and sin no more.
Go and sin no more. Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the woman at the well.
Yeah. When she had five husbands or however many, and
the one she was with wasn't her husband.
But why she didn't know that, I don't know.
Why she didn't know what?
Why she didn't know the law, even back then.
She still would have known the law. Even being a Samaritan woman,
she would have.
They were half-breeds, but she would have known Moses' law.
Uh-huh. So.
But she wasn't living right.
She wasn't living right. No.
No, there's a lot of women in the Bible that didn't live right. Looking over, I was reading the other day in Joshua, in the book of Joshua. When Moses died, he couldn't go over to the promised land. Mm-hmm. Remember, they had Jericho, fortified city. What are you seeing? Are you seeing a ghost? Dad?
Something floating down.
Might have been Dad. His ghost coming
down. It was a piece of hair or dust or something.
I don't have dust in our house.
Anyway, go ahead.
Now, what was I saying?
You were.
Who? She loves me so much.
Oh, Dixie.
Yeah, Dixie. She loves me.
Of course she loves you. She married you, and when you marry, you say, I love you, and I want you to be my wife or my husband. Did you guys write vows at your wedding? No.
You were there.
I know. I don't
know. No, we weren't that hip. We were old school. We let the pastor say all the,
I know.
We let the pastor say, I do. You know, say, hey, you can. You take her. You take him. All right. We're out of here. Write your own vows. You know, Dad didn't write your own vows either.
No.
Of course, you got married at the courthouse.
Yeah.
Back in those days.
But a justice of peace.
Didn't even have a nice dress to wear.
I didn't have a wedding dress, no. I just had a nice dress.
Nice dress.
Something like what Lucy wears, that polka dotted black.
Lucy.
Polka dots. Lucy, Ozzy and, or Desi and Lucy.
Oh, I love Lucy.
She always wore like a black dress with polka dots in it and white gloves.
Boy, you were hip. You were hip. But, God takes care of the people, don't he, sometimes?
Yes.
Even despite their sin. Despite their sin.
Yeah, despite sin. He loved us while we were still yet sinners. Christ died for us, too.
Well, yeah. Unless you're like me, don't have any sin. What are you laughing for?
Everybody in the whole world sins. Jesus didn't sin. No, you're right. Jesus didn't sin. But
he was tempted
in every point.
In every way.
And he did not sin.
He did not sin. He couldn't have sinned. Well, that's a whole other subject. But.
The Trinity is all three in one, just like an egg has three parts to it, but they're one egg.
One egg. Yeah, that's true. You should make me some eggs in the morning.
What do you want, scrambled?
No, I want over easy.
With over a piece easy, of toast a piece of cheese. I and butter. You have cheese.
I bought cheese.
Oh,
we
did
have,
you?
We bought cheese.
Okay.
But
I don't bacon know. Too?
You know there's bacon in there.
Yes. I just saw it today when I pulled open the drawer.
The other day.
Donnie bought bologna. I opened the drawer to get the bologna out, and that thing is that thick. And I said, oh, my gosh, why did you get a thick bologna? I like the thin slices.
You like the thin slices.
That was too thick.
Well, I don't eat bologna. That's processed meat.
I know, and he eats a lot of it. He eats a lot of it.
Yeah, he does eat a lot of it.
It's high in sodium.
High in sober. Or in what sodium? High in salt.
I know.
Yeah.
I need to stay away from salt.
And those men that you keep letting in at night.
I'll be screaming my head off.
Mom.
You ever hear me screaming? Somebody's came in the window, huh?
You ever heard that joke?
What?
Burglar broke in my house last night looking for money. So I got up and started helping him look.
Because you don't have any.
If he finds some, I'll be happy to know where it was at.
If you find money here, I'll be happy to know where it was at. I'll look for some more, too.
Hey, you grew up Nazarene.
Yes, I did.
Did you know that now the Nazarenes went liberal?
No.
Yeah.
That's where.
Well, yeah. But they, some of them, they went liberal now. Oh. Back in your day, Nazarenes weren't.
You didn't wear lipstick. You didn't wear man's pants, slacks, anything like
no
that.
No makeup.
No makeup. No earring, jewelry.
Could you comb your hair?
Yeah.
You could comb it. You had to wear it up in a bun.
No, my grandmother braided our hair all the time.
Did you have to wear a covering?
No, we had to wear a covering.
Oh, yet. So maybe you were liberal for that time.
Kids didn't. Grandma always wore a hat to church.
A hat. One of those big Sunday hats.
Yeah. Like the women wear, you know. Well, she had a pin in wear. It. She had to stick the pin right through the hat and hold it to her hair.
Oh, man. She was a holy roller.
No, she wasn't, and she didn't like holy rollers.
She didn't like holy rollers?
No, she said, that's an old holy roly church. All they do is roll around and yell and run and scream and jump over pews and everything else.
She didn't like the holy rollers.
Grandma was, your grandma, my mom, she was Church of God, and she didn't care.
Church of God and the Nazarenes?
No, your grandma.
Yeah.
Grandma Shin was a Church of God, and she didn't care. Grandma care for.
No, that's two opposites. You got the Nazarenes, and then you got the Church of God jumping the pews. Oh, my goodness.
But Grandma raised us.
Well, she...
books we had... They weren't liberal then.
No.
But they had, either my grandmother had it or, you know, my grandmother didn't allow us to do that.
To do what?
To wear jewelry and things like that.
Oh, you bunch of harlots wearing jewelry.
She thought they were harlot if they wear makeup and things like that.
Man. What'd that old pastor say that one time? Well, I even go out when my barn needs a painting. At least I even paint my barn. At least you can do is paint your face.
I didn't know any of that stuff, Kenny, till I went to the cathedral tomorrow.
And then
Rex preached, it's not what you wear. It's not what you make up or all that. It's what's in here.
It's what's in your heart.
And then I thought, wow, that's right.
That's now I can start wearing makeup.
Then
you got some big hoop earrings and
I never
skirts above the knee and went wild, didn't you?
No, I still wore the dresses down below the knee, and I still do today. I don't wear anything that's short.
Then once the 60s hit, all you girls took off your bras and started burning them.
Oh,
like the hippies.
Yeah, they did do that. Not me.
You were a part of it. Thank goodness you didn't grow up in California or something.
Yeah.
Well, no, that wouldn't have been your generation. Your and Dad's generation was before the hippy dippies.
Yeah.
You saw them coming, but
we probably saw them coming.
You saw them coming, but
yeah.
You guys were before the hippies, hippy dippies.
Yeah.
You were 50s kids.
Yep.
Elvis Presley and. Shaking his booty and getting kicked off.
Grandma didn't like him either.
She didn't like Elvis Presley?
No. She said, Look at that. That's terrible.
What, on the Ed Sullivan show? When they had to show him from the waist up? Because he was moving his hips back and forth?
Yeah, she said that. Don't you girls ever listen to something like that.
Don't listen to that rock and roll. Don't you girls listen to that rock and roll. That's of the devil.
She said a lot of things were of the devil.
But he was good looking. He was good looking, though, for a lot of those girls were all about him.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. I liked him,
Oh, you sinful.
But I didn't have no records or anything, not with her.
You probably didn't have a radio, did you? Did you have a radio in the house?
We had, after a while, we had a radio on TV. That's where Grandma listened to Rex Umbar.
But
on TV.
But how could you listen to Elvis? Because she would have turned it off.
Yeah.
If you got to have Elvis on there.
She She would have had that on there.
Oh, the Big Bopper?
She watched Ed Sullivan, played Sullivan. Yes, she did, but that's where she seen it and said, you know, you girls don't listen to that. Don't look at him shaking like that.
Shaking. He was just rocking and
but
rolling.
But you know, like she used to, when we had the TV, when TV came out and she got it,
She would watch boxing.
She was going like this, was sitting there poking like her arms out and get him. Yeah. I remember her doing that.
She wouldn't listen to Elvis, but she liked watching people beat up people box each other.
We should have said something then.
Yeah. Oh my. Wait, when TV came out, what'd you do before TV? Stare at the wall?
Played board games, jumped rope, went outside, read books.
How could you have lived without a television?
Oh, we did, and it was okay.
It was okay. No, it wasn't okay. You just didn't know any better. It was never okay not to have television. How do you hear what was on the news? Nation. Oh, man. Who's calling you?
Denver, Colorado.
Oh, who do you know in Denver, Colorado? You got a boyfriend out there?
I don't know anybody. I always say, nope, don't know you.
Man.
It'll stop pretty soon.
But, Mom.
Yeah.
I don't know how you kids.
We grew up. We knew Jesus from the time we were little. There's, somebody's got some really good testimonies. But you know what? I think I was raised upright, and I always had a, I don't want to say a fear, or maybe it was a fear, to ever want to do anything wrong, because I knew Jesus was watching. Jesus would, you know, but of course I did, you know, do things wrong and stuff.
We all did.
But,
you were trained up in the ways of the Lord.
In the ways of the Lord.
Man.
I remember a lot of times, Grandma, we go to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday nights. And I remember me being a kid, you know, I'd say, are we going back to church tonight? And she would say, yes. I'd say, oh. And then sometimes she'd say, no, I'm not going back tonight. We go.
Oh, probably because you didn't have a ride.
Don always took us.
Oh.
He always. And sometimes he'd be not getting us after church, too.
And you have to walk home.
No, we're too far away. But we would stand outside, and pastor and them would be all leaving and saying goodbye, and the people were all gone, and shut out the lights of the church and sit there, and, you know, we were on the steps on the front porch of the church. We had to walk up steps, and there's a big railing there and everything. And we had to wait for him to come get us. It'd be dark sometimes in the winter, you know. We're still waiting on him to come get us. That I did not like.
Do you think that church is still there?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
We went back there one time, me, Frida, and I don't know if Grandma was along or not, Grandma Shin.
And it's still there.
And it's still there. And it's your will. You have free will.
Do you have free will?
Yeah.
I don't know that you have free will.
Of course we do, or we'd be robots or something.
Look.
And he won't interfere with your free will.
Esau was born with, there were two in the womb. Esau and Isaac. Jacob?
Jacob and Isaac.
Who was with Esau? In his mother's womb. There was two.
Yeah.
The older shall serve the younger.
There was Cain and Abel, but.
No. Esau. Esau. What am I thinking?
Esau.
Esau. Jacob I have loved. Esau I have hated.
Okay, yeah.
Remember that verse?
Yeah. Now I know it, yeah.
God chose it while they were still in the womb. Neither one had done anything wrong, but God chose before they were even born. Jacob I have loved, Esau I have hated. The younger.
I heard a pastor talk about that one time, and he said, "Now, do you think that God really hated him?"
Do I think?
And well, he said he hated the sin. Yeah, he hated the sin.
Hey, Dixie, about time to get home. Welcome home.
Watching the little ones.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have to watch anybody.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah.